We're going to take a look over these next 5 weeks what it means to live generously. And I know in the church, when you hear that word generosity, it immediately sends fear into the heart because you know the pastor's going to talk about money. And so I want you to know from the very beginning that God is not after your money. That's the good news. But he wants something far greater than that. And we're going to watch a video this morning so you get an idea of what it is that God truly desires from all of his people. Now, as we watch this video, keep in mind that we'll be watching the same family over the next 5 weeks. I want you to begin to identify with the people here in the video. Now, the circumstances may not be your circumstances. The setting may not be your setting, but certainly we can relate to some of the characters. So let's go ahead and take a look. Living generously. God isn't after our money. After all, it all belongs to him already. If you ever take a look at those paper bills, even the coins that we have, if you look hard enough, it says, "In God we trust." But God is after something, and that is our heart. So let's take a look again at our memory verse. It's a great verse to commit to memory from Luke chapter 10, also found in the Gospel of Matthew, also found in the Old Testament. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." But even this loving of God doesn't come directly from us. There's another very famous verse in the Bible, one that we all know extremely well, probably the one that we memorized first from the Gospel of John. I'll start it and you can continue on. "For God so what? Loved the world that he did what? That he gave his only son." Our love for God, our generous loving, our generous living is simply a response to what God has already done for us. His love is unconditional. His love doesn't depend on anything that we do. God loves simply because of who he is. Reminds me of a cartoon that I can remember. One of my favorite comic strips still today is Dennis the Menace. Anybody remember Dennis the Menace? My mother says I was Dennis the Menace, so some of you know exactly what that means. Remember Dennis and Joey, his little sidekick buddy? They would always be over at the Wilsons, and they were usually tormenting them, especially Dennis was. There's one particular cartoon where Mrs. Wilson is always kind, and she had given them a plate of cookies, and Joey has a surprised look on his face like, you know, why would she do that? And Dennis turns to Joey, and the caption is, "She didn't give us the cookies because we're nice, but because she's nice." And isn't that just like our God? He gives to us not because we're so good, not because we deserve it, not because we act rightly, not because we're generous, but because he is. So as we take a look at what it means to live generously over these next 5 weeks, it begins with loving generously. We love because God first loved us. In fact, everything we do should be motivated. You might want to underline that word there, everything. Everything we do should be motivated by our love for God. Or to put it another way, we continue to love generously and live generously because God has first done that for us. If you turn it over, we need to see that living generously is a whole lot more than the outward things that we do, that it begins right here in our heart. I'm going to tell you a little story about a family that went to a restaurant. It was a mother and her children, and her youngest was about 6 years old at the time. And well, she was a good mother, and she had taught her children well. You should always pray before meals, whether you're in public or at home. And so the little six-year-old wanted to say the prayer. You know, they get very excited. You know, "I want to say the prayer." And so he did, and you probably know this one as well. "God is good, God is great, let us thank him for our food." So he was very proud of himself, he had said that, and then he took a long pause and a deep breath, and he said, "And God, I would thank you even more if Mom would give us ice cream for dessert. And liberty and justice for all, amen. So it was a great prayer. And of course, it's in public. And a lot of people heard it. And a lot of people chuckled just like you did. But there was one woman, and you know, there's one in every crowd, one that's always kind of cranky, one that doesn't see the humor in anything, doesn't see the good in anything, only the negative, only the bad. And so she goes, "Well, that's the problem with America today. Parents don't know how to teach their children how to pray. I mean, to ask God for ice cream, I mean, I never." Well, of course, the little boy heard that too. And you can imagine how that hurt his heart. He began to cry. The good mom, she of course comforts him. She gives him a big hug. She says, "It's all right. It's all right." The little boy says, "Well, Mom, did I do something wrong? Is God mad at me? Was that a bad prayer?" "No, honey, it was a wonderful prayer." Of course, it wasn't just the lady that had heard the prayer, but an older man also at one of the adjacent tables. And he came by and he said, "Son, I want you to know that was a wonderful prayer, that God thought that was just a tremendous prayer. I had that on good authority." And the little boy says, "Really?" And the man says, "Cross my heart, of course. That was a wonderful prayer." And then in his best stage theatrical whisper, you know, where you want somebody to hear, but you're pretending you don't. And he says, "And you know what? God knows that ice cream is sometimes good for the soul." Well, of course, the mother does buy ice cream for dessert. They all get sundaes. They're in front of them. And then the little boy does something a little bit unusual. Instead of digging right into his sundae, to his ice cream there, he instead picks it up and he gets up and he goes over to that woman who had made the terrible remark before. And he gives it to her and he says, "You know, sometimes ice cream is good for the soul. And my soul is good already." Well, ice cream is indeed good for the soul. Maybe not the waistline, definitely good for the soul. But so is forgiveness. Forgiveness is so important to our generosity, to our growth and maturing as a Christian. Jesus has these words that he spoke in the Gospel of Luke. "Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned." Let me ask, anybody here ever judge? I know I do. We may not always say it out loud like that woman did, but we think it right in here. Can't imagine the things that people do, we think. Why do they do those things? We condemn. We condemn people in our thoughts and with our words and with our actions. And yet our God is so gracious and so generous that even though we judge and we condemn because Christ has already paid the price on the cross for us, He doesn't judge us. He judges His Son with our sin. And He condemns Him. He already paid the punishment. And then we have those words, "Forgive, and you will be forgiven." Living generously is far more than giving away our money. It's a style of life where God's heart is put into us and it is given away then to others. Remember that parable of the Good Samaritan? A priest, a holy guy, walks by the man who was robbed and beaten. Just lying there. I mean, he's as close as we are. And the priest walks to the other side of the road. And then a Levite, it's like an elder in the church, someone who knows the law, someone who knows the rules, someone who knows the catechism, walks by the other side. And then a perfect stranger, in fact, even an enemy of the Jews, a Samaritan, he's the one. He picks up the man and he puts him on his donkey. He binds up his wounds. He takes him to a hotel and he pays for his stay and he tells the innkeeper, "Anything else that he needs, it's on me." That is generosity. That is our God. That is His heart, which He has given to us. And then, because He has given us so much, it flows naturally from us. Look there at that last point about giving. The words from 2 Corinthians. He, meaning God. God supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, and He will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way, to be generous in every way, which through us, meaning the people of God, the people of the church, will produce thanksgiving to God. God has been so good to us that giving shouldn't ever be a question, or forgiving, or loving. It just flows from us naturally. Let me give you an example. In the book, A Second Helping of Chicken Soup for the Soul, there's a pastor, his name is John Ramsey. In their particular tradition, the pastor would wear a suit such as this for the service. And there was a woman in the church who would always give Pastor Ramsey a rose, a boutonniere to stick in his label. Now, it had been going on so long, kind of like us when we say the Lord's Prayer, we forget that we do it. He forgot it was there, even though it was there every Sunday. And after the service, one particular morning, there was a little boy about 10 years old. He comes up to the pastor and he says, "Can I have that flower?" "What flower? You know, what are you talking about?" "That flower." "Oh, that flower. Well, why do you want it?" He said, "Well, my mom and dad got divorced last year, and I've been living with my mom, but now she just got remarried, and, well, she sent me to live with my dad, but he doesn't want me either. So I've been living with my grandmother. And Granny's so good to me. She cooks my food. She lays out my clothes before school. She washes them at night. She makes me a lunch for the school, and she takes care of everything that I need to do. She loves me so much, and I just want to give her something in return." "Well, what are you going to do if you're the pastor at that point?" "Well, of course, you know, of course." But he said, "Not just the flower." He said, "In our church, we have generous people who do this. Every week, another family will buy some flowers to put on the altar." And so the pastor went and he got one of these. And he said, "Not just a flower, but you can have the entire bouquet." The little boy was grateful and he was about to go out the door of the church when he turned around and he said, "What a wonderful day. I just asked for a single flower, and instead I got a beautiful bouquet." And isn't that just like our God? Just like our God. The things that we pray for health and for our family. Maybe a new job, maybe a raise, maybe for something to go well in your kid's school or in their life. And God not only hears that prayer, but on top of all of that, He pours down every single blessing. All of our life, our body, our soul, our forgiveness, our salvation, eternal life, forgiveness. All poured generally out on us, generously out on us, even though we don't deserve any of it. And what are we going to do then as we live generously? As God has given us His heart, well, maybe we can be like the little girl who on a nice warm summer day was at church. They were having a picnic that day. A little hard to relate to when it's only about 10 degrees outside, but it's coming, right? The warm weather is coming, so think ice cream, think sunshine. The ice cream was free that day. There was only one caveat, and that was when you received the ice cream, you had to give the woman who handed it out a hug. And you know how that goes, especially with kids, probably even worse with adults, you know, kind of awkward, stiff. So all the kids were in line and they were giving the little hugs for the ice cream until this one little girl goes through the line. And she wraps her arm around the woman who gave her the ice cream and then she kisses her on the cheek and then she turns around and she hugs her again and she says, "Keep the change." Our God has given so generously to us. Everything that we have comes from Him. He's given us even His heart. It's my prayer that we would continue to give His heart away. May God grant that to you for Jesus' sake. Amen.